Our beliefs, our vibrations are as different from one another as our fingerprints and our faces. We are all vibrating with different beliefs, different laws, and as a result, we are all attracting to ourselves different realities. I'd like to share with you a partial glimpse of my model of reality, John Kehoe's model of reality. And I say a partial glimpse because I couldn't show you the entire thing even if I wanted to. We're not even aware of our total model of reality. But I can share with you some of the beliefs that I have consciously created within my subconscious mind, that I have worked at creating in my subconscious mind. And the first one is that my subconscious mind is my partner in success. And I love that one. I love saying that one to myself over and over again. My subconscious mind, by saying that, I am reaffirming to myself over and over again that I do indeed have a subconscious mind, is my partner. It's a partner in success. And I believe that. You see, I believe that so deeply that whenever I need something in my life, whenever I have a goal in my life, whenever I need some insights or guidance in my life, I know absolutely that my subconscious mind will help me. Why? Because it's not a hope. It's a belief. I have unlimited power at my disposal. Now, I have just shared with you how I imprinted that into my consciousness. And I'll tell you, having this belief gives me an immense amount of confidence. And I think confidence is very important. Not arrogance, not being puffed up thinking you're better than anyone else, but being able to execute and push through your agenda is important. To act on your vision with clarity and decision and determination, knowing, not hoping, knowing that you have unlimited power at your disposal gives you such an advantage. And you can have that advantage if you imprint this belief into your subconscious. Another one of my beliefs is that my success helps many people. My failure helps no one. And by having this belief, it gives you motivation and determination to be successful. And I'm not talking about success just as something monetary or material. I'm talking about all aspects of success. I'm talking about success at raising your children well, success at being generous and compassionate, success at finding your calling, success at awakening your full potential. I also have a belief that I attract people and circumstances that help me achieve my goals. That in this vibrating matrix, that every thought and every belief vibrates and attracts from the outer world circumstances and situations. That synchronicity is real. That as I vibrate, that people and circumstances will come to me, then that's exactly what happens. I believe that opportunities are everywhere, in every aspect of my life. And I believe that. Is it true? Well, it's true for me. And it's true for me because it is resonating inside me day and night. It is my vibration. It is that reality that the vibrating matrix brings things to me. Your model of reality is your signature. It is your vibration. It is who and what you are. It is more who you are than your face and your physical body. It is the true essence of what you are. And the beautiful, visionary understanding that the student of Mind Powers awakens to is that he or she gets to create their life in the exact way that they choose. Nobody can tell you how to live your life. You and you alone will make the decisions, will create the beliefs, will think the thoughts that the vibrating matrix of outer reality will react to. And creating with Mind Powers is a lot like being an artist. In fact, living your life is the greatest art of all. And each creates our life in our own way. Most people are unconscious when they create their life. Most people think that life just happens to them with no meaning, but not the student of Mind Power. The student of Mind Power wakes up and seizes his or her life and lives it with vigor, with vision, with excitement, with creativity. Your past record of success or failure is of absolutely no concern, because all things are new with these powers. And now, our exercises for the week. As we have learned in this session, beliefs are much more than simple concepts or hopes. They are active forces interacting with the energy web of our reality, creating causes, having effects. Up till now, we have mostly chosen our beliefs unconsciously, in that we are often unaware of how or even when they came into being. This is going to change. As of today, we're going to be active in choosing what we believe, dropping those beliefs that no longer serve us, and creating new empowering beliefs that will work for us. Inner programs is another way of describing beliefs, which leads us to the obvious analogy of the subconscious functioning like a computer. The subconscious and the computer operate in a very similar fashion, and it's good for us to know this. We know that with our computer, we can only work with the programs that have been installed. We might want to work with Photoshop, but if we haven't installed it, we can't work with it. The same applies to consciousness. We may want to have a prosperity consciousness, but if we haven't installed it within us, we can't just call upon it at will. To work with a prosperity consciousness, or to be more exact, to have it working for us, it must first be installed. The same applies with a success consciousness, or a health consciousness, or any programs we want functioning within us. They must be installed. I have witnessed dramatic changes in thousands of my students when they take the initiative in changing their beliefs. Often this process is the single most powerful step in changing their life. When we change our beliefs, even one new belief, we change the vibration in our personal quantum field. New beliefs change our energy signature. They change who we are. So let's get started in creating new beliefs. The first exercise is to imprint for 5 minutes that my success helps many people and my failure helps no one. So for 5 minutes, we combine both affirmations and contemplation using the imprinting technique. We repeat the affirmation to ourselves, "My success helps many people and my failure helps no one." As we repeat this to ourselves, we allow our mind to think about this truth, to realize how important our success is and the many people who will also benefit. This realization inspires us to do what is necessary to be successful. When you finish this 5-minute exercise, write in your daily journal any insights you might have from this exercise.
The second exercise is to imprint for 5 minutes that my subconscious mind is my partner in success. Last week, this statement was presented as an affirmation, but now we imprint it, adding the contemplation part of the exercise. By doing this, we are making it more powerful. Again, record in your journal all insights that come to you. The third exercise is to think clearly about the goals you have in your life and how these goals can be enhanced by taking on new beliefs. What new belief would assist you in achieving your goals? Also, what beliefs are hindering you and holding you back? Spend 5 minutes each day examining what you believe and what you want to change. Journal about this. Become familiar with your thought habits and the beliefs you hold. Make a decision of a new belief that you want for yourself and begin imprinting it. It can be anything. You get to recreate your model of reality by changing your beliefs. The final exercise is to review the first 4 sessions and find a technique that you have ignored or haven't given your best effort to. Reread your notes and familiarize yourself with all the techniques. It is to your advantage to be comfortable working with all the techniques. Maybe it is the acknowledging or seeding that you haven't worked with. Maybe something else that you've ignored. It is normal to be attracted to some techniques over others, but in training, you want to be familiar with all the techniques, and the best way to do this is to practice them. So review your notes and take on one of the exercises assigned from a previous week that you haven't given your full attention to, and practice it every day for 5 minutes. Again, always remember to chart yourself and journal every day. So have a fun week, a productive week, do your exercises every day, and we'll see you next week.